when it's made out of cloth, do you have any special name for the bag?
No.
Okay. I was wondering if you might call it a burlap bag, or when I was a child, I think we called it a crocus sack.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Do you think you've ever used that?
Well, I do say a crocus sack sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything else that you might call it?
Yeah.
All right. Oh. This next thing I want is a musical instrument that you blow on. You know, you hold it up like this and blow on it.
I don't know anything much about those.
You don't have any name for it at all?
Oh, that's a harp, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, that's what I wanted. Okay. Would you call it anything besides a harp?
There's something else name for it, but I can't think of it.
All right. Now, there's also a little musical instrument made out of metal, and you put part of it in your mouth and pick at it. You know what that's called?
Juice harp, I believe.
Okay. That's good. Do you know what we call something that's made out of wood? Carpenters use it to put their boards on, to saw the boards. Looks all like that. You know what that's called? What about that, Mr.
Gable ring?
Well, now, the thing I'm talking about, carpenters would use it. It'd be about this high and sit on the ground, and carpenters would put boards across them. They'd have two of them like that, and they'd put a board across there and then saw the board.
I'd call it a scaffold.
All right. Do you have any word for that? All right. Let's see. Now, this is also used maybe to hold logs for when you're sawing them for firewood, and it's shaped just sort of like that, and you let the log rest right in there. And you know, you have two of them and put the log between the two. You know what that's called?
A rack.
Alright, let's see. Now, a piece of an outdoor toy that children would use. You know, it's made out of a long piece of board, and it balances in the middle, and the children sit on each end. And what's that called?
Seesaw.
Okay. Do you have any other name for that?
No, I don't.
All right. Do you have any name for a homemade merry-go-round?
No.
That children might make, that would go round and round. All right. Let me read you the things I've got down here and see if any of them are familiar to you. Some people call it a flying Dutchman. Or a flying Jenny. Or a flying mare. Flying filly. Ridey horse. Whirligig, or whirligig.
I don't even think about any of those.
Okay. See, that's the kind of thing we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it. A flat piece of stone to sharpen knives on.
Call that a wood rock, okay.
What about you, Mrs. Boyd?
Well, I call them wet rocks or grinding stone, either one.
Okay. What do you call a bed that you might make up on the floor for somebody to sleep on?